Hi, welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Zee Johnson, your host. If you've been listening for a while, I want to apologize for the month that has gone between episodes. Life happens, and sometimes that just means that episodes don't get recorded or published. But I'm back and ready to go with a ton of ideas on a ton of different things related to research and the insights industry. So let's get started with today's topic. Today, I actually want to talk about a lesson that I have been thinking about as I have been taking the opportunity to play board games. My husband and I own quite a number of board games. If you're ever curious, just ask me, and I'm happy to tell you exactly how many on last count we owned. But the types of board games that we tend to play tend to be the kind of European-style strategic board games. So things that have a goal, of course, being to win, but usually that goal is achieved through card play or having different tools that you need to acquire to be able to do different actions to get the points that you need to finish the game. Well, today, my husband and I had the opportunity to actually play a new game. I'm not going to tell you the name of the game. What I want to do is actually focus on the mechanics, because when we were done, I was very much reminded of the way that research projects can often go. So let me describe the mechanics of this game. Generally speaking, this game had a bunch of mechanics that worked together to first acquire materials, then you turn those materials into more expensive materials. As you're doing that, you're also trying to complete projects that use those materials. And over time, you're actually trying to build a system that will allow you to complete more advanced projects that require more materials. So you have a goal, you have a particular project, in fact, that is secret, known only to you, to yourself. And it is like, by the time the game is done, hopefully you have built your system such that you are able to complete that particular goal. But I want you to pay attention. What I want you to focus on is the fact that there's a particular goal that you are aware of that you should be working towards. But there are all these other mini goals along the way that you could accomplish, and hopefully they would build on each other to get you to the point of being able to do this particular project. As we were playing this game, there were four of us playing this game. We got really caught up in all of the little goals along the way. And it was really funny because towards the end of the game, suddenly one of us realized, oh, there is actually this big project that we're supposed to be working towards. It was too late for us to actually have built anything that would get us to that project, except for one person. One person at least came close to being able to complete their advanced project. And it ended up being really interesting that we had become distracted from that end goal. Hopefully by now you kind of see where I'm going with this. But let me bring it home to the insights industry and the research that we do. Oftentimes, we have a goal in mind, whether that's us or our stakeholders, or combined with our stakeholders or our clients. We together have a goal in mind of what we want to learn over the course of doing a research project. Often, we get distracted by all of the cool little projects along the way that we could be doing. This could be everything from the questions in your survey to trying to understand the people that you're recruiting for your focus group and finding really interesting dynamics among the different groups that you might be wanting to come in to participate in your focus group. All too often, I think we can get distracted by the smaller projects that are supposed to be used to build up to a larger project, that larger project being actually understanding the customer for whom we are doing the research or about whom we're doing the research, so that we can help the companies that we're supporting to provide better services, better products, better experiences for those customers. I just found it so interesting because in the process of doing this game and thinking about how it related to the insights industry and how we can easily get distracted, and it's for good cause, it's for good reason. These are interesting questions we're asking. These are interesting things that we want to go and try to figure out. But how often have you found that you get so caught up in all of the questions that you want to ask that you fail to ask the question you need to ask? Or how often do you find that the research project that you're working on, because so many people are interested in it, you have so many clients involved, every single one of those clients has their mini project they want to have completed. And by the time you have all of those mini projects done, you don't have the system that you need to actually collect the information to answer the big question that all those projects were supposed to lead up to. Alternatively, there are times where I think we can also get blinded by just focusing on the end goal. It turned out there was another team that had played this game, another group that had played the exact game. They had the opposite problem that our group had, and that was that they focused so much on building a system to get to that end goal, to build that end project, that they ignored all of the other little steps along the way that could have helped them accomplish that project easier. I just find that so compelling as an analogy to the way that we can get distracted either by the little projects along the way that together should be helping us gather enough information to really be able to understand our customers, or by being so narrowly focused on one particular item about a customer that we don't take advantage of the opportunities and the research opportunities we have to maybe dig a little bit deeper. Let's say you're doing an in-depth interview and you have your list of questions and someone starts to bring something up, but instead of investigating what that might be, even for a small moment, you're so worried that you're going to get distracted from your end goal that you stick to the script 100% and you don't investigate something that could unlock a key insight that you need. Now, I'm not saying that I have all the answers, that one way is better than another. What I am saying is that there is a blend that needs to exist. And we all know, hopefully, being in the insights industry, that finding that correct blend is really difficult. It's really difficult to know, should I go down this path of trying to investigate more during this qualitative interview because there might be some hidden nugget of information that I'm going to miss if I don't, versus I need to collect certain core pieces of data so that I really can have the information that I need to help answer a particular business question or to really get a good understanding of the customer. It's nuanced, just like everything in research is nuanced, just like everything in life is nuanced. Humans, by nature, we are nuanced individuals. We need to find ways where we can, and I think it only comes with practice, know when to dig a little bit deeper and when to focus or refocus back on accomplishing our big project, which really is understanding our customers. That's all that I have for today. I am super interested to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much for those of you who have reached out to me in the past from previous episodes. I love getting your messages, love getting your notes, and love hearing from you. So please find me on LinkedIn, and you can find me on Twitter at ZONTZIRY. Again, that's at ZONTZIRY. I hope to talk again soon.